Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This voice starred Russell Crowe, Naomi Watts, and it was on the same subject matter. Roger Ailes, how he started Fox News, and then, you know, what brought and how he built Fox News into the most watched cable news channel in the country, and then his personal issues. He was a maniac that led to his termination at Fox News. And the reviews on it weren't good. Like, if you go to Rotten Tomatoes, like, the reviews are not great. Mm-hmm. They're more positive than negative, but not like 98%. It's more like 55% or something. But I watched it, and this is all I ask for from TV shows. When I'm watching it, I don't want to be bored. I don't ever want to feel like it's like I'm struggling to get through this. Like, can you keep me interested where when one episode is over, if the next one's available, I want to try to watch the next one? And The Loudest Voice, actually, it checked that box for me. I thought it was good.
Okay.
It was super interesting, moved fast, kept me interested the entire time. And if you can do that over a 7-hour period, because that's about what it is, 7 episodes, about 1 hour each, that's pretty good television as far as I'm concerned. So if you're looking for something to watch, binge watch, because it's all available on Showtime now, or if you're interested at all in the way Fox News was built, how it became what it became, and the downfall of Roger Ailes, I couldn't recommend it enough. The Loudest Voice on Showtime, and then Bombshell at some point soon coming to a theater near you. Jeff Calkins up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
The FedEx Employees Credit Association specializes in providing financial solutions for FedEx employees and their families. Join today and take advantage of this great opportunity to serve all of your financial needs. Please visit FECCA.com for more information.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. They've got you covered from headlight to taillight with fast and friendly service. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
If you are in a emergency situation, dicey spot, you're going to want to be at Regional One Health. I'm sure you know that. But something I've tried to make clear to you over the past few years, since our youngest son was born at Regional One Health under an emergency situation, is that you don't have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the incredible medical care under the Regional One Health umbrella. And the East Campus Imaging Center is an excellent example of that. You know, it's recommended that women 40 and up get an annual mammogram. Doing so could save your life. Not doing it could cost you dearly. So if you are a woman who is 40 or older, you need to make that appointment. You could do it at 901-515-3600, 901-515-3600. The East Campus Imaging Center, you know, it's recommended. It's located at 6555 Quince Road. That's right there where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. So it's easy to find. It's easy to get to. And you can reach them 515-3600. Again, 515-3600. You don't need an appointment, but you could make one at that number. You can learn more at regionalonehealth.org. Penny Hardaway is the head coach of the Memphis Tigers. He's going to join me at 525. We will discuss the recent trip to the Bahamas and more. But right now, he's your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. It's Jeff Calkins. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
I saw you on Twitter today. You went and got the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Did you
get the regular or the spicy?
Well, I got the regular because I think it was I think it probably was a mistake, but here's what was my thinking. My thinking was one is called classic and one is called, first of all, I'll eat them both. So let's be clear. I'll have them both. One is called classic and one is called spicy. And when you're judging something, don't you have to judge it by the classic, the standard, before you go by it occurred to me that at Popeye's is known that's what they do is spicy. So really, their spicy should have been their classic. But that's why I went with a classic. I said, all right, well, I'm going to measure the sandwich. I'm going to go with the one that they say classic.
I went spicy. I understand your rationale, I guess. But I always...
Oh, you went spicy. Well, that's good. This means that we got it all covered then.
I went spicy Popeye's chicken sandwich. You went classic Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Today? Did you do this today?
No, I did it last week, baby.
You did it earlier.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, and remind me what you thought.
First off, I thought that the people at Popeye's need to send some spies over
right.
to Chick-fil-A.
It took you forever. It took you forever.
It
right.
took me, like, start to finish.
Same.
Like, it took me 30 minutes to get the sandwich, right? I mean, the
right.
drive-through line would not move. Then I went inside. They looked at me like I was crazy. Like, they were shocked I was ordering a chicken sandwich. They were like, can we take your order?
Who comes inside anymore, right?
Yeah, I was like, oh, and then they were like, well, it's going to be about 5 minutes. I'm like, I don't care. It's fine. Like, I'm fine. I've already been here 20.
Well, you were ahead of the curve because yesterday it was insane.
Yeah, no, it's
I went
people
yesterday.
Say they're out. The one on Poplar is out. The one on Poplar is supposedly out of chicken sandwiches.
It's unbelievable.
You know, I mean, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday. Popeye's evidently closed on Tuesday.
I think for
all practical purposes.
It seems pretty clear they didn't expect this kind of buzz to be created, that they weren't properly prepared to sell as many chicken sandwiches as they're selling. But so I had a miserable experience in terms of I was just there too long. And and my bun was cold for some reason.
Yeah.
It was like it felt like it had been in a refrigerator. And so that was weird, but I still thought it was great. I still enjoyed my
Well, it is an interesting thing. And obviously people are just comparing to Chick-fil-A.
Right.
There are some fast food places when you go to on a given day, it can be the quality can vary wildly. I think the perfect example of that is the $5 pizza at Little Caesars, which if you get it hot right then, it's pretty good, but they can be sitting around for 2 hours, and in which case then they're not nearly as good. I don't recall ever going to Chick-fil-A and having a chicken sandwich with a cold bun, for example.
No.
It's the same. It's the same every darn time, you know, in a good way. So, but my review was, first of all, it's an impressive sandwich. The Popeye's Classic is an impressive sandwich. It's big. It's juicy. And, you know, sometimes you don't expect that. It's a fast food chicken. It's big. It's juicy. The bun is – mine was not cold. It's kind of a glisteny bun. Like, it's a little shiny. It's got a little shiny quality to it. You like that or not.
I like that.
Some people hate mayo, in which case this comes with mayo. So you're going to have to ask for the mayo on the side. I like mayo. I'm personally a fan of mayo. And then the pickles are much thicker than the Chick-fil-A pickles. I do a picklectomy and remove the pickles.
Ooh.
I don't like a pickle on my sandwich. Mm. I eat them. I eat them separately. I just don't like them. I think they're too overpowering on the sandwich. So I bit into it. I ate it, and I found it to be very good. I don't think and this is where I think I have to go back and try the spicy. The flavor, the disadvantages over the Chick-fil-A are the – I didn't think the flavor was as good. And if you were trying to eat it, what was something we've discussed before, while actually driving as opposed to sitting in the parking lot, it's a much harder sandwich to eat while driving. The Chick-fil-A sandwich hangs together beautifully. Like, it's a, it's just there. There's no chance of you getting, there's no mayonnaise on it or anything. Nothing's going to get on your shirt on a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Except when I get
my. Except for you with your damn honey mustard.
I put honey mustard on it, and then I have never successfully driven with a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Which, and there I get the spicy chicken sandwich with pepper jack cheese, then I pour honey mustard on it, and then I get honey mustard on my shirt every time.
I can't help what you do to the sandwich, the way you assault the sandwich with honey mustard. So, but as served,
sure.
The Chick-fil-A sandwich is much easier to eat, and I think has better flavor. The Popeye's chicken. Oh, and also Popeye's chicken one also has a little bit of a crunch, which is kind of nice. It's got a very good texture. It's got a crunch. It's good, and maybe the spicy version will be even better. So I pronounce it to be good, thus endeth my chicken sandwich exposition.
You will have another one, yes or no?
Well, when I go back, I will have another. I'll get the spicy. But I'll be honest, if I'm right now driving out to get another chicken sandwich, I will go Chick-fil-A before I go back to Popeye's. Like, I'm not against eating another. If I'm in the airport and whatever, and they got, you know, I'm sure I will eat another. I'm American and, you know, whatever. I eat fast food. So I'm sure I will eat another. But I don't think it'll knock Chick-fil-A off for me. And it's funny, I just glancingly mentioned the whole the politics of Chick-fil-A, and people just get so outraged that I brought it up. But I was really just talking about the sandwich. It turns out Pete Buttigieg, what's that? Is that a Buttigieg? Is that his name?
Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg, yeah.
Buttigieg.
As he said, this is what I believe, too.
Mayor Pete.
I'm with Pete on this one. He said, I don't approve of their politics, but I approve of their chicken. That's what he said.
Yes.
And so I'm a Pete. I don't approve of their politics, but I approve of their chicken.
Yeah, like
so, I will continue to eat at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, like when that was a big thing, like boycott Chick-fil-A,
right.
I was like, listen, I'll sign something for you. I'll put a rainbow flag in my yard if you need me to do that. But like, I'm gonna eat Chick-fil-A. You know, it's good.
I'm gonna eat Chick-fil-A.
Like,
yeah,
I'll fight other fights with you. But
pick your battles, and I'm not doing that one.
Yeah,
that's not mine.
Yeah, but I'm not giving up on Chick-fil-A. Like,
I talked to someone today though who told me, I won't mention her name, who told me that she will not eat it, just does not eat Chick-fil-A, and that's fine. There are people who don't go to Disney. You know, there's people who don't go to Disney because they give. Wasn't that a thing? Remember that some people wouldn't go to Disney because they give insurance or whatever to unmarried couples. Back when maybe you're not allowed to not do that now. But once upon a time, there were people who thought Disney was corrupting America, and they didn't go to Disney. And that's fine. Knock them out. More room for me. More chicken for me.
Right.
You know, that's either way. You know, I don't do either of those. I don't boycott Disney, and I don't boycott Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, when I want.
If people do, that's fine too.
Right.
I got no problem with that.
When my kids want to go to Disney, we go to Disney, and when I want a chicken sandwich, I go to Chick-fil-A. Like, you know, I'll fight my fights in other ways. We talked about this before. The only thing I can – first off, boycotts don't actually work. Like, there's studies that show that. They don't really have any – they rarely – I shouldn't say never
–
rarely have any sort of lasting impact. But I remember, like, when we had the – what was the big oil spill in the Gulf? Was that BP?
Yep.
BP.
So I was like, all right, well, then I'm going to boycott BP.
I'm not going to go to BP.
And then, like – the closest.
But then you found out that the guy in the corner was just like a local operator, you know,
well,
or
no,
something like that.
Well,
Wasn't that true?
It was just like the closest gas station to our studio is a BP. And it's just like, you know, I tried to boycott BP, but like right now I want a Dr. Pepper. And that's the closest,
right.
That's the closest place to get one, you know? So I'm going to go there.
Yeah. Other people, you know, I don't go to Hobby Lobby, but that's because that's because I don't really make stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't go to Hobby Lobby because they have nothing there that I want.
My hobbies are mostly on YouTube. You know, my whole hobbies are mostly on YouTube or something. Like, they don't require me to be in a lobby, right?
What is the problem with Hobby Lobby? I don't even know this one.
I don't know. There's something.
Yeah.
Look it up. Look up. Google boycott Hobby Lobby. I'm sure people are boycotting Hobby Lobby.
But people
boycott all kinds of things, and that's great. You know, there's a hummus that is made. I don't know. There's a hummus that's made in somewhere involved. It involves Israel and the oppression of the Palestinian people, and so you're not supposed to eat hummus. And same thing with the Soda Stream. You know, the Soda Stream is the make your own soda at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why. I had one of those. You know why I didn't make it?
Mm.
Pain in the ass. I'd rather buy a soda.
I know.
So I stopped with Soda Stream. So I'm sure there are lots of boycotts for lots of reasons. But yes, they don't work. I'm not going to boycott Popeyes by any stretch. I am going to, and I'm going to go back, probably not tomorrow, but probably within a week, and get the spicy.
I'll boycott Hobby Lobby if I need to.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I am willing to boycott Hobby Lobby.
I'm going
to
boycott Hobby Lobby.
I'll tell you, I'm never getting a chicken sandwich there.
But here's
certainly true.
Here's the thing. I'm willing to boycott Hobby Lobby right now.
Yep.
But if they ever start making a kick-ass chicken sandwich, I'm going
to
be right there at Hobby Lobby.
You're going to have to reconsider.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I opened the show talking about ESPN's updated class of 2021 rankings, where five of the top 55 prospects in the country that are high school juniors right now are playing in Memphis. For context, that is more than the entire state of California. It's more than the entire state of New York. 40 million people live in California, and California has four in the top 55. Memphis has five in the top 55. It really is remarkable how much basketball talent is here. And it wasn't just class of 2021. The class of 2019 had James Wiseman, DJ Jeffries, Malcolm Dandridge, Damian Baugh. I guess today was just, listen, we didn't really learn anything we didn't know, but it was just a reminder. There is an unusual amount of basketball talent within 15 minutes of where I'm sitting right now.
Right, and you can make the argument, all right, well, Cisse wasn't supposed to be here.
Right.
He's really he's from Africa by way of New York and whatever. But the truth of the matter is he could have just as well. And you know why he ended up here? Well, besides the education, the world-class education that you're offered at Lausanne Collegiate School, because we care about basketball at some level, right? I think that you can say that's why he ended up here. So, whatever that looks like.
Right.
So he ended up here. No, it's absolutely astonishing, and I'm not going to mention any names, but it makes it very clear. Can you imagine being a basketball coach at this university and not recruiting that type of player? You know, like, it would be squandering the biggest resource you have. And it's a darn good thing that they have in Penny Hardaway a basketball coach who makes it his business to recruit that kind of player. And it suggests that this run that Memphis is on right now is going to continue for a little while anyway.
I mentioned in the opening segment, because I heard you and John talking about Musa Cisse earlier today. He is now enrolled at Lausanne. I believe he was starting classes today. And you guys were discussing, like, why is he here? And there wasn't an obvious answer for it. And so I just went and text messaged three recruiting analysts who, like, cover this day after day, one of whom is from New York, who, that's where Musa Cisse went to school up until recently.
Right.
And every one of them was like, there is no logical explanation for him to be there. Like, they were like, it doesn't make any sense that he's
for
there.
Him to be there.
Right.
No, but I can tell you, he's tall. My kid will vouch for the fact that he is tall. He was walking around the lunchroom yesterday. They saw him. And so, yeah. No, I mean, just think of it. Think of the games. Think of the basketball players. We're going to forget it, whether they go to the University of Memphis. Just the basketball that's going to be played in Memphis for the next 2 years. It's just incredible. And a heck of a lot of fun to contemplate.
Now, there's two top 50 players in the class of 2021 who are now juniors at Lausanne. And so, I told Aiden, like, he might be classmates with Musa Cisse.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I said, ask him where he plans on going to college, or ask him how he got here. If you see him, don't identify yourself. But just ask him.
Why'd you end up here?
Yeah,
right,
why are you here exactly? We'll see if Aiden can get the scoop at school. I'll find out when I pick him up here not too long from now. Jeff Calkins, thank you for being here, sir.
I look forward to listening to Penny. See you, man.
I'll see you later. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Gave a generally positive review of the Popeye's chicken sandwich. He went with the classic version. I, of course, went with the spicy version. Mm-hmm. I need to go back and get another, A, because I think I'm making excuses to go back and get another, but B, yeah. I really do think my bun was not top shelf quality.
I got you.
I don't think I got the best version of the chicken sandwich because my bun was unusually cold. It was like it would be like if I ordered this, they delivered perfectly. If when the young woman said, may I take your order, if I said, I would like to try your new Popeye's chicken sandwich, spicy version, with a chilled bun, please. If I would have requested a chilled bun, then I'd have been like, yep, they gave me exactly what I asked for because my bun is chilled for some reason. I don't think, though, you're supposed to have a chilled bun with a hot chicken sandwich. So I'll go back and hopefully get a proper bun, and then maybe I'll be able to properly gauge exactly whether Popeye's chicken sandwich is superior to Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich. I do think at the very least it is comparable. It's maybe 1B to Chick-fil-A's 1A.
Sounds good, yeah.
But it's at least you can put them reasonably in the same sentence.
I thought it was good.
It reasonably belongs in the same sentence. That is the consensus. Somebody asking me on Twitter, have I had Uncle Lou's jumbo chicken tender sandwich? I have not. I've been to Uncle Lou's. And Uncle Lou's been here in studio with me.
A lot.
But I have never had the jumbo chicken tender sandwich, but I'm happy. I'm happy to try it. I said yesterday, the chicken sandwich that is excellent, if you don't get it hot, and it's also from a chain, is the Hattie B's chicken sandwich. I mean, it is a big piece of chicken. And they'll throw some cheese on it if you want to.
Mm.
So I recommend that one, the Hattie B's one. I might even put that one above Chick-fil-A. And the Popeye's chicken sandwich, but maybe I'll do my own personal taste test. My wife's out of town for the next 3 days, so I can eat whatever I want, whenever I want.
Nice.
Penny Hardaway is the head coach at the University of Memphis, back from the Bahamas. I'll talk to him next.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jason and John from 92.9 FM ESPN. Join us as we host the 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament at the Rec Room at 6:30 on Friday, August 23rd. We're going to have lots of beer specials and food, and you're going to get a chance to watch Jason run the Smash Mouth offense.
That's right. I'm coming out of retirement, the number 24 seed in the tournament, and do not underestimate me. I plan to advance to the finals, as a matter of fact.
Come party with us on Friday at the Rec Room. The Madden Tournament is Friday at 6:30.
Come on out
with us at 92.9 FM ESPN.
Escaping somewhere this summer? Whether you're hitting the beach, taking the family camping, or lounging by the pool, take your favorite news, sports, music, and podcasts with you. How? Just download the free radio.com app and start listening now. Download it today on your phone or connected device, or listen on your smart speaker. Wherever summer carries you, you can listen live, anytime, anywhere.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
It's Madden Tournament time this Friday night with Jason and John at the Rec Room. The bracket's set and the competition's heating up. Come hang out with the 92.9 ESPN crew. Even if you're not playing in the Madden Tournament, there's tons of arcade games, Papa Shot, ping pong, and much more. And don't forget about the great beer specials and Jell-O shots. It's the Madden Tournament with Jason and John this Friday night starting at 6:30 at the Rec Room. This is a 21 and up event. The Rec Room, 3000 Broad Avenue at Tillman. For more info, visit RecRoomMemphis.com.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast.
My next guest just returned from a trip to the Bahamas, on which his team won a perfect 4-0 in exhibitions. His Tigers in the top 10 of the CBS Sports Top 25 and won preseason college basketball rankings, largely because of a freshman class that ranks number one nationally. I am, of course, talking about Memphis head coach Penny Hardaway. He's nice enough to join me now. Penny, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Everything's good. I appreciate you being here. I won't keep you too long, but I wanted to start with on a topic of local recruiting, because I know you can't talk specifics, but ESPN updated its class of 2021 rankings today, and there are five Memphis high school players in the top 55. That's more top 55 high school players than the entire state of California, than the entire state of New York. How big of an advantage is that when you've got that kind of talent right here within, you know, a 10-minute drive of your campus?
Well, it's a huge advantage for us. You know, Memphis basketball has been, you know, really good for a really long time, and getting that list of 2021 does not surprise me, because it's a basketball town. But it gives us an advantage because we're here around the kids on a daily basis. They can see what's going on with us. They can feel the energy from our fans on a daily basis and how the city is Tiger crazy. So that definitely gives us a small advantage.
Talking to Penny Hardaway here. He's on Twitter at @IAmOneCent. So you went to the Bahamas, like I said, 4-0. As you look back at it, after watching your guys play a total of 160 minutes of basketball, what is the thing you saw that encouraged you most?
The thing that I saw that encouraged me most was that we were together. The chemistry was there. The guys were really rooting for one another and really trying to play unselfishly. And they really tried to do everything that we asked them to do. There was no negative feedback. There was no negative energy. It was really a great trip overall for us as far as the team, for sure.
You obviously started Damian Bob, Boogie Ellis, and Lester Quinones all four games, which allowed you to start each game with two point guards on the floor, two great shooters on the floor. There are obviously a lot of advantages that come with that. What is it you like most about that three-guard lineup?
Well, it's what you just said. It's athleticism, it's shooting, it's toughness, it's defense, it's all the above in one, in that three-guard set right there. They can do a lot. Those three guards can do a lot together, for sure.
Obviously, Damian was the least heralded prospect in your top-ranked recruiting class, but also seems to be the player or one of the players that everybody on the staff seems to love. When did you realize you had somebody who was, for whatever reason, severely underrated, it appears, by the recruiting analyst?
Well, I mean, the first time I saw him play, I saw how tough he was. I saw how unselfish he was. I saw how his will to win was as large as anybody's on the floor. Huge heart, takes a challenge. I knew then that he was the type of kid that we needed on our team. Be leaders like that. He's a born leader as well. So I knew then. And then coming into this year, I knew he would be second to none because he's long, he's rangy, he's a ball hawk. He's tough. I mean, and he had a huge chip on his shoulders because of that reason.
Talking to Penny
Hardaway. Not being mentioned with everyone else.
Right. I'm talking to Penny Hardaway, head coach at Memphis. He's on Twitter, @IAM1Cent. So based on my research, only two coaches in the history of college basketball, Steve Fisher at Michigan and John Calipari at Kentucky, have ever consistently started five freshmen. Do you think you're going to become third?
Like I said before, and I'm not taking this out of context or even trying to, you know, start anything with my sophomores or anybody else on the team, it could very well happen. The freshmen are competing as hard as anybody. We don't know right now, but it could possibly be an all-freshman starting lineup at the beginning of the season, and just as well as it could be a mix. So we just don't know yet.
If you were to start, because what people don't remember about the Fab Five is they didn't actually start the Fab Five until February of that season. The only team ever to start five freshmen in the season opener was the 2017-18 Kentucky team. So you would, if you went that way on opening night, you would be only the second team ever at the high major level to start five freshmen in the first game. I thought it was interesting. A few weeks ago, before you went to the Bahamas, you said you watched film of Texas Tech and Virginia and some other schools to see if you could pick up anything they do on the defensive end of the court that might help you with your team. Did you find anything? What, if anything, did you learn from watching that film?
Well, it's the way that they load up. Obviously, they keep their man in front of them, but if anybody makes any kind of mistake or any hiccup with their man beating them, the rest of the team is in position, weak side, strong side, understanding what they're going to do, just the physicality of how they play, how they touch you on every cut, how they take charges every play that they're supposed to. They don't miss an opportunity to take a charge. They box you out every single time. They're trying to hit you every single time. So the physicality of the game goes to another level with those teams, and that's what I learned about those teams.
Will you implement some of that to what you do this season?
We've implemented a lot of that already in our freshmen and in our team. These are guys that have never played this level or this magnitude of defense of what we're asking them to play, and then also to be physical on top of it. It's something that they've never had to do. So we've given them a cushion on the learning curve, but we're still pushing for a culture of toughness, being relentless, not giving up anything easy, trying to take on the personality of our city. Everybody knows the best teams that have ever been with the Grizzlies has been the grit and grind, the guys that just won't give up anything easy and never quit, never give in. So that's what we want on our level as well.
Talking to Penny Hardaway, head coach at University of Memphis, less than 3 months now from opening his second season as the Tigers head coach. When you enroll the number one recruiting class in the country, especially so early in your career, it sends a message that you're going to be a real threat on the recruiting trail, probably for a while. Some have even called you the best recruiter in college basketball right now. Why do you think you're good at it? What has made you so effective so quickly, even against the Blue Bloods?
Well, first of all, having a great staff. And then we went there, you know, my whole philosophy when I first came on is I hired NBA guys because I knew the top guys and the top kids, they ultimately want to go to the NBA. So when you give them that platform and they know that we've been there on the highest level, everybody knows Mike's career, my career, and even Sam when he played, and then now with Cody with the NBA connections, these kids really want to go to the next level and they want to be taught how to get there. So our spiel and our speech to them of talking to them over and over again is, you know, we can get you to where you want to go. You ultimately want to be in the NBA, and who can teach you better than us? And that's just basically what it is. And then the facilities, and then the fans when they come on their visits. I mean, everything in one just kind of, you know, allowed these kids to understand that this was the place to be.
There are a lot of different approaches to recruiting. I've heard some coaches talk about they go in there and they'll identify somebody and they'll say, hey, listen, you're going to be our starting point guard from day one, or you're going to be a starter, we promise. And then there are other coaches who promise nothing but an opportunity to compete for whatever role you desire. How do you handle that when you go in talking to these elite level guys? Do you, you know, I don't want to say make promises, but say, hey, you're going to be this from day one, or we're going to give you an opportunity to be this, and if you take it, that'll be awesome.
Well, obviously, you never say never in any situation, but I haven't had to do that yet, and I don't really think I will bend when it comes to that, because if you're that good, then you're going to solidify yourself anyway. That's how I feel. We don't go in saying we're going to promise you anything. We want you to come in to our culture and take on the culture of I got to go in and work and grind for every single thing that I get. That way it won't be any excuses or, you know, if you promise somebody something and then they come in and then they're being outplayed by another kid, it's going to really screw your team. You know, it doesn't fare well. I want to keep the mentality of everything has to be earned, not given.
I'm wrapping up here with Penny Hardaway, head coach of the University of Memphis. Last thing before I let you go, one of the big storylines about the Bahamas was James Wiseman did not play. I think we all understand, mostly for precautionary reasons. But how is he now? Is he back in the gym doing whatever it is he needs to be doing?
Yeah, James was actually doing that before he went to the Bahamas. And he's been doing it since he's gotten back, for sure. It was just precautionary reasons. We didn't know that he wasn't going to play when he got over there, but it was just a decision by the doctors that to shut him down, and we weren't going to argue that because we don't want James in August. You know, we want him when the season starts all the way through. So we weren't really worried about that. I also looked at that as giving my team an opportunity without Precious and James to just the other guys to kind of showcase and show what they really have. That's what we went over there for. You know, even though the competition wasn't as great as we wanted it, because we didn't really know who we were going to play. We had one really good game. It still was on a daily basis, us playing against ourselves and seeing where we were going as far as what we've already put in for the last 3.5 months.
That is Penny Hardaway, head coach, University of Memphis, now less than 3 months from starting his second season with a team that is probably going to be ranked in the preseason top 10. He's on Twitter, @IAM1Cent. Penny, I know how busy you are today. I appreciate you carving out a few minutes, and I'll see you real soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll see you. Penny Hardaway, head coach, University of Memphis. Interesting on the approach to recruiting, because I was having a conversation with a member of a staff, probably one of the 5 best recruiting staffs in the country, and they were frustrated, this guy was, because he felt like they had decided from the top up, at their school, we're not promising anybody anything in terms of if you come here, you'll be our starting point guard. If you come here, you're going to be our leading shot getter. They just don't do it that way. And they've been effective not doing it that way. Mm-hmm. But they felt like they had lost at least a player because another high-level program was going in and saying, we will build around you. You will be the guy from the jump. You will get all these shots that this player got last season. And sort of it was not a debate, but like just a conversation. What is the proper approach? Like, what is more effective? Do you tell people what they want to hear? Because everybody wants to hear. Like, you're going to be the man from the start. Do you tell them that, even if it's maybe not true, because that's what they want to hear? And because if you're not telling them that, somebody else is.
Sure.
Or do you just be upfront and say, all we're offering you is an opportunity? You might be our starting point guard from day one. If you're asking me, the way I envision our team breaking down, you should be our starting point guard from day one. But promise you that's going to be that way? I can't do that. You know, what is the better way to do it? And again, I could tell you probably the 2 most successful recruiting staffs in the country over the past decade, and you don't have to be a recruiting analyst to know what they are, it's Duke and Kentucky. Mm-hmm. They, I'm told at least, take 2 different approaches to that. One does it one way, one does it the other way. And so I was interested, like, what does Penny do? Because there's sort of been this conversation, perhaps it's only happening on radio, but still a conversation about you know, did Boogie Ellis come here thinking he's going to be the starting point guard? Did somebody tell him he's going to be the starting point guard, and now Damian Ball might actually be the starting point guard with Boogie playing beside him? And if that's the case, is that a problem? And so I wanted to ask Penny about that just in general, and he said, we don't promise anybody anything. And I think his rationale is the most sensible one. If you promise somebody something, unless you're willing to just go back on your word, which happens all the time in college athletics, by the way, but unless you're willing to go back on your word, then that means you're tied to that. No matter what happens in the preseason, no matter what happens in the season. And if suddenly you are starting somebody who doesn't deserve to be starting, it can cause real problems. Because the guys who know better than anybody else who ought to be playing and who shouldn't be playing, who should be starting and who shouldn't be starting, it's the guys in the locker room. It's the guys on the team. Mm-hmm. They see who's in practice every day. They see who gets who every day. And so if you have promised somebody a certain role or a certain number of shots or any of those things, and it becomes apparent in practices they don't deserve those things, but you're still giving it to them anyway, it can cause a real, real issue in your locker room. Because it means somebody who should be playing isn't, and it means the other guys think that they're on the court more often than they should be with somebody who is an inferior player to another dude. And so I think that is the answer to the question. Should you promise people stuff in the recruiting phase? Like, maybe if you want to, just because you'd say what you need to say, but you better be willing to go back on it if you have to. Or the other side of it is just don't promise anything at all. Because if you ever create a situation as a coach where players feel like they're not getting what they deserve, and more to the point, when the team feels like somebody's not getting what he deserves. I guess it's possible inferior players on every team think they deserve more than they're getting, even if they don't. But when the other guys in the locker room are like, this guy should be playing more, this guy should be starting, but he's not because the coaching staff promised this guy he would, mm-hmm. that can become a real issue. And it was interesting to hear Penny identify that as a reason you just don't promise anybody anything when you're still trying to secure a commitment from them. Big thanks to University of Memphis, to Bennett for setting that up. Penny Hardaway here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Be back with dinner to go.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move is going to be made the first week of July. So from now until June 27th, you're still going to the current location. But starting July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road in Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road opens July 8th. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
So Dan had a home out in Bartlett. He wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for a long time now. He listed it with Josh Heisall. Josh went to work, got 12 showings in 48 hours. He sold Dan's home in Bartlett for the full asking price. How did he do it? did it with its 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, he's effective. He understands how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. He understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh Heisel helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. So you guys got to sit down. You're going to agree on a price. And when you do, Josh Heisel is going to go to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh Heisel will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion makes no sense, you can fire him, no questions asked. Got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel, 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Did you know that overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow, 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see your doctor with a 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer. MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is the moment we wait for all year long. Summer. There's tennis to play, races to catch, baseball games to soak up, and softball leagues to win. Make sure you always get where you need to be with Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil. It's the first motor oil made from natural gas. That's right, motor oil made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection for an unbeatable summer. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want a grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker trap me. But if it do, draw blood like an IV.
Cooper Systems over to Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. You in a market for a computer, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, desktop, notebook, tablet, MacBook, or a PC, make sure to get in touch with Cooper Systems because they got what you want, and if they don't have it, they can get it for you, or they can just build it for you. The great thing about Cooper Systems, besides the obvious, the presence of Lee and Lauren Cooper, is that they have all sorts of different machines, much different than the big box stores. You go to those, you're just buying a brand new computer that whatever computer company is putting out, and it's going to have all of this stuff on it, and maybe you're the one person on the planet who's going to take advantage of all of those things at your disposal. But more than likely, you're not. But you're still paying for all that stuff. You're probably only messing around on Facebook, surfing the web, watching YouTube, emailing somebody. But you're still paying for all of these programs. At Cooper Systems, you don't do that. You tell them what you're going to do on the computer. They'll find a computer that can do everything you need it to do and nothing more. That way, you're not paying for a bunch of stuff you're never going to use. Now you're saving money. 360-9679. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly, at the top of the show at least, focused on ESPN's updated class of 2021 rankings because, as I pointed out, five players. Five players who will be playing high school basketball in Memphis this year. Five players who are currently enrolled at Memphis schools are ranked in the top 55 in the country in the class of 2021, which equates to juniors in high school. It's Moussa Cisse, who just enrolled at Lausanne. He's number 9 in ESPN's updated rankings. Kennedy Chandler, Briarcrest point guard, who took a big jump in these rankings, now up to number 18. He's a five-star prospect now in the class of 2021, according to ESPN. Jonathan Lawson at Wooddale, number 43 in ESPN's 2021 rankings. Alden Applewhite, number 48. And Jaylen Brown, who went to Trezvent and is listed as a Trezvent student on ESPN's site, but multiple people on Twitter reminded me he is transferring to Wooddale. He's planning to play at Wooddale this season. He's number 55 in ESPN's class of 2021 rankings. Obviously, that's impressive without context. With context, it's insane. Think about this. California has four players in the top 55. The state of California has four players in the top 55. Memphis, the city of Memphis, has five. The city of Memphis has more players in the top 55 of the class of 2021 than the entire state of California. California has 40 million people.
It's crazy.
It has L.A. It has Long Beach. It has Oakland. All of these cities that traditionally have produced high-level basketball prospects. California is an amazing place in terms of producing basketball players. And yet, in the class of 2021, the city of Memphis got more top 55 prospects than the entire state of California. Also, than the entire state of New York, which includes New York City. People love to talk about New York City like that's the
Mecca.
The everything.
Yep.
For producing basketball players. And yet, Memphis, with a small fraction of the number of people, has more top 55 prospects in the class of 2021 than New York, than New York City, and also New York State. And I was talking to Penny Hardaway about it in that last segment, and he said it's an incredible advantage, not just because you have access on a daily basis, if you want it, to five of the best 55 players in the class of 2021, but they're here every day. And if you're here every day, particularly when basketball season is underway, you really do feel what the basketball program means to the city, especially when things are going well. Honestly, even when things weren't going well, you could still feel what it means to the city. It was just a lot of anger, a lot of disappointment, a lot of frustration, but it still mattered. There are so many places in this country where people will get on board if the local basketball team is doing well. But if it's not doing well, it's like, okay, whatever.
Right.
You know, okay, well, you know, fine. Here, people care intensely. When things aren't going well, it's really bad. When things are going well, it's really good. You talk to John Calipari about being the Memphis coach. He'll tell you it's the best job in the world. Well, he wouldn't tell you that now. He'd tell you Kentucky's the best job in the world.
Right.
But what he might tell you is it's the second best job in the world when things are going well. When they're not, it's the worst because it can really stack up on you. But back to the original point. When you are recruiting Musa Cisse, Kennedy Chandler, and players like them, five-star guys who are juniors in high school right now, private schools in Memphis, and they're here every day, and you've got a top 10 team led by the number one prospect in America, James Wiseman, and people are constantly in Memphis gear. Every time you turn on the TV, FedEx Forum is mostly filled. Every time you pop in for a game, which you can go as often as you want, you see an incredible college basketball environment. That makes a massive impact. As Penny put it, they get to feel how passionate the city is for this. They get to feel the energy and enthusiasm attached to the basketball program. And so we already know it's official. Memphis had the number one recruiting class in 2019. Looks like they're going to have another great one in 2020. And in 2021, I don't think they'll only get Memphis players. In fact, I'm confident they won't. But they could only get Memphis players. If Penny just said, you know what? Forget everybody else. We're going to get these five dudes. All playing high school basketball right here. We're just going to take these five dudes and call it a day. Again, that's not what's going to happen. But if that is what happened, be a top three class in America with nothing but Memphis players.
Crazy.
We have, for decades, had unbelievable basketball talent in and around Memphis. But that class of 2021, with the addition of Musa Cisse, is now shaping up to be one of the best, I think, classes in probably the history of Memphis high school basketball. Five players in the top 55. To contrast it with the class of 2019, which was obviously terrific, we'll include Olive Branch as a suburb of Memphis mm-hmm. for the purposes of DJ Jeffries. You had Wiseman, he's top 55. DJ, top 55. But that's it. Nobody else in Memphis was, I don't think. I think that's it.
Yeah.
And still, that class is amazing. Because it had like four top 110s.
Right.
Five top 55s in the class of 2021. It really is pretty incredible.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We'll go with the same game we went with last night. NL Central Showdown, Cardinals Brewers, Busch Stadium, downtown St. Louis. Cards won 9-4 last night because Ryan Braun doesn't know how to play in the outfield. I don't know what was going on with that guy. So St. Louis now 10 games above 500, half game ahead of the Cubs in the NL Central. Milwaukee, four games back in the Central, 3.5 games back of the second wild card that currently belongs to the Chicago Cubs. Mets and Phillies, both two games back of the Cubs for that wild card. Brewers, 1.5 games behind those two teams. Tonight it's Adrian Hauser against Adam Wainwright. St. Louis minus 110 on the money line. Totals 8.5. First pitch is 6:45. You can watch it on Fox Sports Midwest.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, both Kill Bill movies are on Logo starting at 6:35 if you want to get your Quentin Tarantino fix tonight. America's Got Talent's on NBC at 7. A new episode of Vice News tonight's on HBO at 9:20. It's called A World of Disarray, and it's an episode that will explore global power shifts and focus on the people whose policies have shaped the modern world. So that should be interesting. On the late night circuit, Donald Glover is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel, Selena Gomez on Jimmy Fallon, John Oliver is on Stephen Colbert, presidential candidate Cory Booker is on Seth Meyers, and Simon Pegg is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I told you that we've launched our Candid Coaches series over at CBS Sports. Today's question was, who was the best head coaching hire this year in college basketball? I got a tweet from somebody earlier in the show, and they asked me if I was surprised Penny Hardaway did not get any votes. And the answer to that question is no. I'm not surprised Penny Hardaway didn't get any votes because Penny Hardaway was hired last year. We were talking about coaches hired this year. Fred Hoiberg, Buzz Williams, Mick Cronin being the three biggest names. And the answers we got from coaches were those three in that order. Fred Hoiberg got 30% of the vote. That was first place, followed by Buzz Williams, followed by Mick Cronin at UCLA. If you haven't checked that out, go do so at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be Thursday. I'll have NFL insider Ian Rappaport in the first hour, and then Jeff Calkins, of course, will join me in the second. It should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Thank you.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Australian Pink Floyd Show. All That You Love 2019 World Tour. Featuring classics from Metal, The Dark Side of the Moon, and more. The Australian Pink Floyd Show. Saturday, August 31st at Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. The Times calls them the gold standard. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Ages 18 and up. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Don't stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Thinking about selling your home but don't want the stress of getting it ready for market? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis. No obligation, no hassle, just an offer. Sell your home for cash today. investor@livelovememphis.com.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Civic models, which you made the best-selling compact car in America. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
Experience the joy of a new Honda for yourself at your local Memphis-area Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Type R based on IHS market calendar year-to-date March 2019 for non-luxury traditional compact car segment new retail registrations in U.S.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
This is
Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. They've got you covered from headlight to taillight with fast and friendly service. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans starting as low as 1.99% APR. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. APR accurate as of today's date. Conditions apply.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.